Mr. President, I wrote this report in the early part of last year, and it was adopted in committee last November. That explains why I have had to table amendments. They are non-controversial and are intended purely to bring the report up to date. The recitals summarise the changed situation between East and West in Europe, essentially the result of the events of 1989, which removed the previous monolithic, massive, and potentially immediate threat, but also brought a level of instability, multiplying the possibility of local wars, any of which could spark off a new proliferation of nuclear weapons, or indeed a global war. The report welcomes the establishment of a common security policy, as provided for in the Treaty of Maastricht, but insists that to build a real partnership with the United States, it will be essential for the European Union to adopt speedy and effective decision-taking procedures as soon as possible. Both the United States and Europe will have to get used to a greater European role and efforts in security matters. The report records Parliament's recognition of the essential role played by the United States in Europe since the Second World War. It welcomes the current American administration's affirmation of its involvement in Europe, as well as its recognition of the unprecedented opportunities for change for the better. It also welcomes its declared determination to take, in parallel with its security policy, economic and political measures, including the adoption of global economic growth and the spread of democracy and free markets in the world. Turning to the Atlantic Alliance, the report welcomes the radical recasting of its strategic concept to deal with multifaceted and multidirectional risks, and particularly welcomes its reiteration of the objective of establishing a just and lasting peaceful order in Europe based on common values of democracy, human rights, and the rule of law. It approves the Alliance's new thinking, its increased emphasis on dialogue and cooperation, the large reduction in the Alliance's forces in keeping with new strategic realities, its enhanced reliance on the concept of multinationality of forces, and the switch in forces to a significant proportion of immediate and rapid reaction elements. My amendment number 5 welcomes the adoption by NATO in January this year of the Partnership for Peace, opening the door to much closer cooperation with Central and East European states. There is then a section on the development of proactive policies. These should involve the identification, by Europe and the United States together, of possible trouble spots, rigorous analysis of the problems involved, examination of all possible scenarios, and alternative action plans. The report says that the Atlantic Alliance continues to offer the best safeguard of peace currently available, and calls on both the European Union and the United States to continue adapting to changing circumstances. The genuine European security and defence identity provided for in the Maastricht Treaty should, for the foreseeable future, continue to develop in the fullest and closest cooperation with the Atlantic Alliance. The report insists, however, that a strong pillar of defence and equality and equilibrium in the Alliance are essential not only to the development of the European Union, but also to the very maintenance of NATO and its general acceptance in Europe. One paragraph warns both the European Union and the United States against defence cuts, which so reduce their forces that they are unable to carry out effectively the peacekeeping roles required of them. The report criticises, in particular, the failure to provide the forces needed for peacekeeping in former Yugoslavia, and it calls for a treaty between the European Union and the United States setting out full consultation and cooperation procedures for all policy areas of common interest.